is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are tremendous. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, holding it down for us in New York City. Man, it's Wednesday. It's hump day. It's my job over the next 4 hours to help you get over the hump. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. This is when we get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always tune in live on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM. It's channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It is hump day. It is Wednesday. And so I should let you know, as per usual, I'll be delivering you a new top six list. Knowing that by the time we get to Sunday, by the time we get through the weekend, we're going to know the college football playoff teams. We're going to know the rankings. We're going to know who has buys. But damn it, today on my top six list, I'm going to give you the real contenders for the national title. I'm going to tell you the six football teams that really legitimately have a chance to win. None of that number 23, 24, and who cares about 16? They ain't winning. Not even getting into the playoff. Anyway, we have more. How about this? Next hour, we're going to be joined by Dan Wolkin. This man is a columnist, national columnist. Covers all things college football for USA Today, so we'll get his thoughts before I give you my top six list. In a few minutes, I want to tell you about Trevor Lawrence. The Jacksonville Jaguars, they really decided to sit this man out and down for the rest of the season. I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. Yesterday, we had mentioned both Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and just the likelihood that both of these individuals, well, one of them has to win Rookie of the Year, right? I mean, Brock Bowers ain't winning it. Amazing year for a tight end, but he ain't winning it. Who's going to walk away with NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year? Is it going to be Jaden Daniels? Is it going to be Bo Nix? Apparently, Juan Soto is getting closer and closer to making a decision as to where he wants to play the next 10 and 15 years of his career in Major League Baseball. Is it the Yankees? Is it the Mets? Is it the Blue Jays? He cannot. Hickey, he can't go to the Dodgers, right? The Dodgers can't get Juan Soto, right?
I mean, I would hope not.
Oh, my God.
I would agree. But, I mean, everyone's going there, so
everybody.
I don't think so. I think he's going to go out on his own and go to the biggest bidder.
Yeah.
That's out there.
Yeah, he can't. It may be the Dodgers. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if the Dodgers are if they outbid the Mets, the Red Sox, the Yankees, then we're really in trouble.
Maybe they'll say, we'll pay you and your firstborn and then your firstborn's firstborn, and we'll just pay three generations of your family in deferred payments. And maybe he says, sure deal.
Scott, I'm sure Scott Boras will love that.
Yeah, Scott Boras' generation, well, how many more he probably got existing generations already, probably, right?
You're probably right about that. Yeah, he's done well for himself.
Yeah, he's sticking around. Boras Corp. Man, what an agent is building baseball fields for his players to work out. What a guy. Quite innovative. And gets his people the money. So we'll get into that. Ime Udoka, you don't hear, when was the last time you heard that name, right? He's getting fired by the Boston Celtics. That's the last time anybody outside of Houston or Boston cared. And people in Boston remember him for sleeping with one of his coworkers that got him fired. Hickey, I was about to say note to self. Is that terrible? It's bad, right?
Got to remind yourself of that rule?
Yeah. Note to the general public, not me. Don't sleep with your coworkers. Stay away. All right. It's dangerous. Ask Ime Udoka. This man was at the top of his profession, went to an NBA finals and decided to do some things that he's not supposed to do at work. And he got fired. He needs a reminder. Not me. Also, speaking of coaches, we'll get into this in a little while, too. Kyle Shanahan got some crazy rumors that are being floated around as to what his future may or may not be with the 49ers. And it's pretty hilarious, if you ask me. So we'll get into that. If you want to be a part of the show, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey, I got to tell you, man, I am sitting in a brand new chair. Hickey, I feel like a brand new person. I do.
Sound like Borat. Look at me. I'm a king of the castle. I'm in a chair.
King of the castle.
Look at you. Wow.
I do know my back has been killing me. Hickey, let me tell you, I cannot emphasize. My back has been killing me. We've been doing this show now at this spot for almost a year together. And thank you very much. You're great to work with. If I never told you that, which I think I have. But I have split my time trying to figure out the best situation for myself. Do I want to stand for 4 hours, which I have no problem doing, or do I want to sit, or do I want to split it? And so more recently, you know, I've been standing up. I'm like, I got to reach for this computer here. I got to do this. I got to hit this button. I'm like, hey, maybe I need to sit down because my back was hurting. And then I started sitting down, and then my back started hurting more. And so what I did, I got a fancy new chair. And I've been sitting in this chair for the 5 minutes since we started this show. And I feel amazing, Hickey. I feel good. I feel great.
When you say you got this nice fancy chair, did you bought it yourself? Or is it like in the studio?
You think I bought a chair for work?
I didn't think so, but the way you're describing it made it kind of seem like you went out here, big baller, got a nice chair, and now you're living in the lap of luxury.
No. I took a brand new chair from another brand new studio, and I brought it to mine.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thievery. And so far, you're reaping the rewards?
Not thievery, borrowing.
Borrowing with no intent to return. No.
Bruh, you know how many people have sat in this chair? You want to know?
One? You?
Yeah, just one. Nice. Over the course of like a year.
So you got to hide that. Make sure no one takes it. If you got a good chair.
I can't hide it. I'll put it back and nobody will use it. You know, so
hide in plain sight. That works too.
Oh yeah, this is kind of like Joel Embiid, right? I can name a whole lot of other guys just hiding in plain sight,
collecting a check,
just being there and doing that. Speaking of collecting checks, this is some news that came down the pipe a few hours ago. This guy's collecting major money. He's going to be collecting major money over the next several years. I'm talking about Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, right before this season, earlier this year, he signed a 5-year, $275 million extension, and he ain't going to play the rest of this year. Why? Because Azeez Al-Shaair knocked the living hell out of him, concussed him, and the Jacksonville Jaguars have taken the approach of, we do not need to play the franchise quarterback for a team that now has a record of, let me read this, 2-10. Why in the hell would they put that man back out there? There is no reason for Trevor Lawrence to play another football game this season unless you want him to go out there and just basically be a human pinata. That'd be an expensive pinata, $275 million. And so they're going to sit him out. And it's not just that the Jacksonville Jaguars are cooked for the season. They got to think about the offseason as well. Their head coach, Doug Peterson, he going to be gone. They're going to fire that man. Shad Khan is getting rid of him. Man, they're trying to renovate the stadium, make it brand new. They want Trevor Lawrence to be the face of that thing, or that brand new Everbank, or whatever the hell they're going to call it. They want this man healthy. Shad Khan is a businessman. But he's not getting robbed by his own employees. Now, Hickey, that's robbery. I will bring that up every time that I can. I just love it.
And beautiful as you story. Should, never gets old.
Like, this guy's a billionaire. Shad Khan made his money by selling mufflers and car parts. Inside his organization, he was being robbed by one of his financial people who was, Hickey, what was he doing? Gambling? He was gambling, right? FanDuel buying belts and cars and apartments. That's what he was doing, right?
That's right. He was the victim of FanDuel's, I don't even know how
gambling?
To
gambling? I don't know.
Whatever. They lured him into gambling. He couldn't control himself. They tricked him and he took the stolen money and basically donated it to them.
Yeah, this guy's going to prison, and then he still wants to sue. He wants to sue the gambling company, and so this is who Shad Khan is. His organization hired. So I don't know how smart they are down in Jacksonville. No disrespect to the people in Jacksonville. I love Jacksonville. The best times of my life at the Florida Georgia game. Keep those times to myself. But the fact is, Jaguars are dumb. But they made a smart decision here. This man is done. He's shut down. Trevor Lawrence is going to sit around and rehab. Maybe they'll surgically repair his shoulder. They'll think about next season. At that point, he'll have another coach. Man, if they started this guy's career with Urban Meyer, can it get worse? Any worse than that? Disaster time. Maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars should blame themselves if Trevor Lawrence doesn't work out. Hey, listen to this. This is from Adam Schefter. Of course it is, on ESPN. He probably interrupted a fancy dinner with his wife to deliver this news.
Moments ago, the Jacksonville Jaguars placed quarterback Trevor Lawrence on injured reserve, meaning that he's out for a minimum of 4 games, and that means that in all probability, his season is done. He suffered the concussion on Sunday on the hit that the Texans linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair leveled against him. He was suspended 3 games for that hit. Trevor Lawrence is still in concussion protocol. And now, between him being in protocol and him dealing with an injury to his left shoulder, which could require surgery after the season, the Jaguars made the wise decision to shut him down, and it looks like his season is now done. He will not play again. Mac Jones takes over at quarterback for Jacksonville, with Trevor Lawrence officially going to injured reserve.
Yeah, smart move. And who cares if he's eligible to come back in the final game? For what? He can sit on the sideline and be a cheerleader, or maybe he doesn't need to sit on the sideline, because let's be real. Who wants the money man who's been concussed with the bad shoulder? Who wants him standing on the sideline while all the action is going on? There's a high chance, I don't know, somebody runs into his arm and screws him up. Hickey, has that ever happened? I don't think it's happened, but it's a possibility, right?
Oh, it's definitely a possibility, without a doubt.
Man, you know what stands out in my brain? I will never forget. Was it last year, 2 years ago? Alvin Kamara ran into that middle-aged man and broke his leg on the sideline.
And you heard the shrieks?
You heard the shrieks from them. And Alvin Kamara just walked away like, oh. It's just a guy with a broken leg, like completely broken, screaming in pain. I got nothing to do with that.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing
well,
to see.
You know.
Go ahead. Say it. Yeah, what is on your mind?
You know, previous history, a man on the ground screaming wouldn't exactly be something new to him. But
well, it was Alvin and a couple of guys who punched that guy out in Vegas.
Allegedly, of course, right?
He didn't break his leg. No, they had video. There's video of that. Remember?
I don't remember seeing the video, but remember not hearing about it for a while after it first happened at the Pro Bowl, of course, of all places.
Hickey, I've been at that club before.
Oh.
I had to carry a date out of that building on my back.
Sounds like it was a good day.
From the roof to the ground.
Man, they got a good time, huh? Wow.
No. She wasn't knocked out. I had to, who am I to save somebody? No, it was crazy. It wasn't no Alvin Kamara crazy. You know, I'm not big as these security guards are like 6'5", 300 pounds, and somebody was getting a fighting Hickey, and they had to get the people moving. And so what am I going to do? You know, I'm not fighting anybody. I got better things to do. And so I'm like, you know what? You got heels on. There's no way that we're going to wait on the elevator while everybody up here on this rooftop restaurant bar is fighting and whooping ass. I said, it's time for us to go. We're going down the steps. I put her on my back, and I had to go from the roof all the way down to the ground.
Wow. You are a modern day Romeo, a hero.
I am. I did the opposite of what Alvin Kamara did at that place. He beat a guy up. Me, I'm just out here saving at the time my girlfriend.
Good for you, JR.
Yeah, good for me. No longer my girlfriend, so she didn't deserve it.
In that case, I wish you had her walk herself.
Yeah, next time I would have told her to walk. cares about your heels. Yeah, I got to walk, you got to walk. You ain't carrying me, so hey, whatever. Anyway, yeah, Alvin Kamara knows a thing or two about hurting people on the sideline. Good luck to Trevor Lawrence. No reason to play him. It just really sucks that when he comes back next year, he's going to have a new head coach. And this is the reality for Trevor Lawrence. If things don't start to work out in Jacksonville, there's not going to be no Doug Peterson to blame. There's not going to be an Urban Meyer to blame. And yes, you can always take a look at the owner of the franchise, Shad Khan, and you could blame the owner of any bad team. But the reality is, Trevor Lawrence is going to be the next dude to be out there feeling that heat. And Trevor Lawrence needs to understand this, because not that it's going to be curtains. He has $275 million coming his way. But the criticism is going to go higher And let's be real. Hey, the expectations for this man coming out of Clemson, they have not been hit. The Jacksonville Jaguars did something smart for once. They said, we're going to sit this man down. We'll see you later. Grand opening, grand closing. I think they opened up the stadium this year. Hickey, didn't they give it as they rebranded the stadium after Trevor Lawrence, right?
Instead of Everbank, it was Trevor Bank Stadium, and they lost the game.
You're better than me. I was going to say, what was it called? Trevorland Field or something?
What, after Neverland?
It was Michael, what, like Michael Jackson?
That's what it sounded like.
Michael Jackson, he have trains and that pet monkey, right?
He had a lot of things going on at Neverland. That was...
What was that? What was that monkey's name? Peaches? I don't know.
I don't know either.
Listen, God bless or God rest his soul. It's amazing. He went through Hickey. Michael Jackson went through everything he went through when he was alive. In a different era, I think he passed away in 2009, 2010, something like that. Maybe 11. He went through everything he went through. And Michael Jackson was okay, right? Think about everybody else that has gotten all types of stuff over the past bunch of years.
Well, I mean, when you say okay.
When I say what?
What do you mean by he was okay?
Michael Jackson, he never got locked up.
Oh.
He never got diddied.
That's crazy.
He never got Cosby'd.
And he should have.
Oh, they investigated it. Nothing, right? Nothing.
I mean,
Macaulay Culkin is still here. We can ask him. Okay. Isn't Webster still here? Webster's still here, right? We can ask Webster. Them little boy. Hey, there was investigations. Michael Jackson got off okay. Neverland. Yeah, shout outs to Neverland. I don't know where it is, but if you ever been on Neverland Ranch and you survived, good for you. And shout outs to Trevor Lawrence. Trevorland, USA. U.S. Bank Stadium. Come back next year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, Trevor Lawrence, he is gone for the season. There might be a head coach gone as well at the end of the year. Let me tell you about a rumor that's going around. Quite ridiculous. I'll fill you in on what it is on the other side. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk about the college football playoff. Dan Wolken is going to join us from USA Today. We're going to get into Juan Soto and where he might end up. We might get word over the next few days or maybe the next few hours. And, of course, it's Wednesday. I got a top six list for you. We're going to talk about the top six contenders for the college football national title. We got a lot to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here, coast to coast. The Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. What I'm about to share with you is something that there's no room for disagreeing with me for. There's none. Yeah, we're all entitled to our own opinions. But I got to tell you. If you share the opinion that I'm about to share with you of somebody else that's not me, I think you need your head checked. I really do. And what am I talking about? A few minutes ago, we discussed Trevor Lawrence. The Jacksonville Jaguars actually doing something smart for a change. They're telling Trevor Lawrence to sit down after his concussion this past Sunday, putting him on injured reserve. Basically ending his season. He's eligible to come back at the end of the season, but for what? Tank away and maybe draft Travis Hunter. Now, the opinion that I'm about to share with you is of Mike Florio of NBC's Pro Football Talk. And this opinion involves the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. The man's name is Kyle Shanahan. He's been the 49ers head coach since 2017. We know he's the dad, or excuse me, we know he is the son of Mike Shanahan, Denver Broncos head coach and great two-time Super Bowl champion. Thank you, Elway, and thank you, Mr. Terrell Davis. Kyle Shanahan is might as well be coaching royalty. He was an offensive coordinator all over the damn place, starting with the Texans in Washington as his dad stopped through at Cleveland. He helped the Falcons get to the Super Bowl as offensive coordinator. We saw what happened, and he still got a job coaching the 49ers. Good for him. This man has lit it up since he showed up. He He has a record of 69 wins and 58 losses. All things considered, since Kyle Shanahan joined the San Francisco 49ers, they don't do anything but go to the NFC Championship game, which they've done twice. And two other damn times they went even further. They went to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately for Kyle Shanahan, they haven't won. Sorry, Kansas City. Now, outside of that, there comes a point in time where you're around somewhere long enough and people go, oh, yeah, whatever. He hasn't won a big one. Oh, we're just out here taking this guy for granted. Or maybe we don't even realize how good we have it. Go ahead and take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Every player in the league wants to play for Mike Tomlin. Here we go. Mike Tomlin again. It's the year 2024. He has Russell Wilson, who everybody thought was basically cooked on his way out. He has him as his starting quarterback, has yet to have a losing season, and damn it, he is not having another one this year. And every time things don't look good for the Steelers, wonderful people in Pittsburgh, the wonderful people of Pittsburgh, PA, they want to get rid of Mike Tomlin. What the hell is your problem? Sometimes you don't know what you got until it's gone. Leave Mike Tomlin alone. Well, I guess that's what we're getting right now with Kyle Shanahan. I guess going 0-2 at the Super Bowl is not good enough. I guess working with Brock Purdy is not good enough. I guess actually having weapons and knowing how to utilize them is not good enough. Because there's some whispers here and there that the 49ers need to dump Kyle Shanahan. Well, we got Mike Florio, who has now taken a step further. He was on the radio in Chicago. And he said that Kyle Shanahan is on an Andy Reid path where he is never going to reach his full potential until he goes to a new team. Yes, we know Andy Reid, all the success, NFC championships, what have you, Super Bowl appearance with the Eagles. He didn't win. And he didn't win the big one until he ran into some guy, I don't know, named Patrick Mahomes. I think that part helps too. Mike Florio continues on. And his dad's from Illinois. There's kind of an appeal to that. For conversation purposes, because he wants to have a conversation, what would you give up to get Kyle Shanahan? And so basically, he is saying that the 49ers or that the Chicago Bears should trade for a coach, that they should bring in Kyle Shanahan to run their team. Because I guess he's an offensive genius and he can go out there and fix Caleb Williams or help him develop, I should say. Unlike Matt Eberflus, who's probably on a beach somewhere right now. And if you're the Chicago Bears, since we're talking about for conversation purposes, why the hell would they want to give up draft capital to bring in an offensive coach when they have offensive coaches who are going to be available, who the last time I checked are not going to require draft capital? I get it. Kyle Shanahan has head coaching experience. Well, damn it, so does Cliff Kingsbury. Yeah, he doesn't have as much as Shanahan. I get it. Okay, so does Ben Johnson. I know there's so many people in Detroit who never want to see that guy go. They want to see the team win a Super Bowl. They want to see the Lions win a championship before Ben Johnson moves on to work with another quarterback not named Jared Goff. I get it. This is fantasy land. And okay, if you want to believe the 49ers are ready to pull the plug, why would they? Why are you tinkering with something that ain't broke? You want to know what's broke with the 49ers right now? Their players' bodies. Christian McCaffrey running around out in the snow, popping legs. Well, his legs were popped before the season happened. Now he popped his knee. You got the backup running back, Jordan Mason. He's popped. Trent Williams has been out, and this poor guy's been dealing with a disaster. You found out, unfortunately, his wife lost one of their kids. This is terrible. I mean, Ricky Pearsall got shot before the season and came back. This man got shot on the streets of San Francisco. What a shock.
Crazy.
49ers don't have a Shanahan problem. They got an injury problem. The rookie wide receiver got shot before the season. Damn. You know who else thinks this is a crazy idea? Not what Florio said, but just as an overall. How about and Ayuk is hurt? Come on, man. That guy's leg was going the wrong direction. Deebo Samuel, who shows up to work, I don't know what the hell. He looks like a cross between, never mind. He shows up to work very eccentric. Debo Samuel, he was on the Cleats and Convo show because, of course, he has a podcast. And he said last week, he says, man, talk about moving Kyle Shanahan is stupid.
First year Super Bowl, second year, I mean, COVID hit. Year after that, you know, NFC Championship. Year after that, NFC Championship again. Last year, Super Bowl. So it's like, why are you saying he in the hot seat? At the end of the day, we 5-6 right now. But, I mean, we got like 6-7 games ahead. And at the end of the day, like, Kyle is one of the smartest, you know, most player, you know, you like those player coaches that, you know, people could ask for.
Yeah, people like him. He's good. Yeah, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. If you want to include his time with the Falcons that unfortunately Falcon fans don't want to remember, 28-3. Yeah, he's 0-3 in the Super Bowl. But at least the guy goes. He's not a crap coach. He's a good one. His players are just busted up. They're broken. In a trade, look, we've had trades. We've had head coaches be traded. They've been traded in the NFL before. Latest, we saw Sean Payton, who retired to be a jerk on TV. The Broncos sent a first and a third round pick to New Orleans to get Sean Payton. Looks like it's working out for them right now, the Broncos. Bruce Arians, who had to step down from Arizona due to health issues, he ultimately was traded to the Buccaneers for a sixth round pick. Man, who can even forget? Remember John Gruden? He went from Tampa Bay to the Raiders for 2 first-rounders and $8 million. Kyle Shanahan, unless he wants to leave, I don't think Jed York and Lynch, those guys would be dumb to think that it's time for a new voice. And the idea of the Chicago Bears trading for him, do they even have draft capital to move? Like, they got rid of Eberflus. Now they want to give up draft picks to bring in a coach when they could bring in a younger coach who bring in the next generation of offensive hotshot. I don't know what Mike Florio was thinking about. Like, maybe he was on the radio and just was bored, but damn, bad idea. Not a good one. Hickey, what do you think about this?
Well, from the Chicago perspective, I love the idea. So I think it highlights the desperation that they need to have in order to get this head coach right. You can't go 0-2 in the first 2 years of Caleb Williams' career and expect him to develop into the quarterback you hope he is. So I like the creativity because I don't think enough teams think about the trade route enough to try to get a great head coach on their team. But with that said, you said it. Why on earth, and I don't care what the Bears would give up in draft capital, why on earth would the 49ers agree to any sort of trade to move off of a top five coach in the league with still a million roster questions, by the way? Now you have to pay Brock Purdy. You got to figure out, you know, you can move off of Deebo Samuel. You got a lot of questions this offseason just to begin with. Why would you make that 10 times worse by moving off a top five coach and having no sort of succession plan answer at all to plug in?
I don't know. Maybe they trade for Antonio Pierce in exchange. I don't know. They're like, hey, we'll trade Shanahan and bring in Pierce. I don't know. That'd be dumb.
Oh, boy.
This is like, I don't know. This is very fantasy land to even be brought up. Like, yeah, I get it. The Chicago Bears need a coach. To your point, they need an experienced head coach. And if Kyle Shanahan was just walking around just down the street looking for something to do, I'd go, hey, yeah, go ahead and hire him. You know, Mike Vrabel is an excellent coach. Excellent coach. But he's used to cracking people in the head. You know, is that what you want leading the Chicago Bears? Hey, not necessarily. It's good. But the fact that, A, Kyle Shanahan is running another team, and, B, he would cost draft capital, I think it'd be a cold day in hell before we see this happen. Good luck to the Bears in getting their next head coach. I just don't think this is the way. So the JR Sport Re Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back from break. Speaking of coaches, I'm going to tell you about an NBA coach last night in Texas, Houston. This man lost his mind, and he told the referees about it. I'm also going to tell you about it. Speaking of coaches in Texas, quite ironic, Mike McCarthy, he is real happy with Dak. Hick, you think he slipped him a 20?
A 50.
slipped him a 50. Like Dak needs it, right? Maybe. You slipped him a Hummer or something. I don't know. I'll tell you what the hell is going on between Dak Prescott and Mike McCarthy. I don't know. Are they in some type of cahoots? We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you so much. Nice words. Got some good stuff going on. Yeah, shoop day, shoop, shoop day, yeah. Here I go. Okay, no more. Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let me not mess up the good stuff that I have so far. Anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Hey, we're going to talk some college football next hour. Dan Wolken is going to join us from USA Today to talk about the college football rankings, what we can expect in conference championship weekend, what we can expect in the final rankings, and what the playoffs will look like come Sunday. So Dan will join us in less than an hour. Before we went to break, we did talk about some coaching situations and issues in the NFL, more specifically surrounding Kyle Shanahan. And the thought and the idea presented by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk that the Chicago Bears should take a look at Kyle Shanahan and trade for the guy. I thought that that was pretty stupid of an idea. In a few minutes, in a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about another ridiculous idea. This time, this one comes out of Dallas. Yeah, it involves Mike McCarthy, so maybe not too surprising being the fact that Jerry Jones is the owner, but we know all of this already. And then I want to tell you about another Texas coach. This man lost his mind on the referees. He better relax. The NBA is going to get him. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, let's go to the phones right now. We got Billy Ray calling from California. Yeah. Hey, Billy, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's going on, Cool Breeze?
How you doing? You good?
I'm doing well, man. Just driving home, a little bit of traffic, but we all good. How about you?
A little bit of traffic?
Yeah, well, I live up in Oceanside, so I don't deal with the, you know, whole shebangity-bang, if you will, going in and out of downtown.
Well, listen, I know about the shebangity-bang. I was in L.A. 2 weeks ago. Where were you?
Oh, forget that, man. I ain't driving to L.A. Traffic Central.
Not to visit me, not to say hello to me. Forget you, then.
Yeah, there's a love between us. Don't get me wrong, but just let's make it outside of L.A.
Okay. All right. I like Dana Point next time. Well, what's on your mind,
okay,
Billy Ray?
Hey, I can do Dana Point. We'll do that. So this is what I'm thinking.
Yes.
This is what I'm thinking. Chicago Bears, I know they're courting these guys right now from the Detroit Lions. I get it. But who, in your opinion? I mean, is it reaching for the stars if they actually try to make a run at Bill Belichick or someone of that caliber? Well, not that caliber, but you know what I mean.
You need somebody who can work with a young quarterback. That's it. Bill Belichick, and we discussed.
Who is that man? Who is that man, though?
Well,
who is that man,
I got to be honest. If you took a look at Cliff Kingsbury, people will look at his tenure with the Arizona Cardinals. They will look at how undisciplined the team was. They will look at how they started seasons great and then ended seasons in the toilet. They will look at the penalties. But Cliff Kingsbury, he has a record, he has a resume of working with starting quarterbacks. We can go to the Mayfields, to the Murrays, to the Mahomes, and now he's working magic with Jaden Daniels out in Washington. I would go with Cliff Kingsbury. I would think on a second
go. You think he's the real deal? You think he's the real deal?
I think after a second go round, or what would be a second time and chance as a head coach in the NFL, I think, quote unquote, he's been humbled a little bit. He's had a chance to sit at home in his beautiful house, and now he's back on the sidelines, and I would give him a chance. Ben Johnson, we haven't seen what he can do. Okay, great. He has the most high-powered offense. He's working with a great a set of offensive skill players, everybody from the dual running backs to the receivers. He got something to work with. Okay, he fixed Jared Goff. He's going to get his chance. I would go with Cliff Kingsbury.
All right, I like where you had that. One more question.
Yes.
I'm about to hit the grocery store. What kind of frozen pizza you go with?
Excuse me, what did you ask me?
What kind of frozen pizza do you go with? I'm about to hit the
grocery store. Frozen? No, I don't eat frozen pizza. DiGiorno's, right? Is that what it is?
DiGiorno's good. Tombstone's my thing.
Tombstone, DiGiorno, what are some other options? Does Stouffer's make pizza?
They got Stouffer's, but they ain't no good.
They got
Newman's. You know Newman's to make everything, like the lemonade.
Why don't you buy real pizza from somebody at the pizzeria?
You know what? The problem is I'm born and raised in Chicago South Side.
Oh, crap.
So it's hard for me to find pizza out here that I can truly enjoy.
Make a pizza in the oven in your house, okay?
I appreciate you, KR. Keep doing
lasagna.
What you're doing. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Billy Ray, for calling from California. Enjoy your lasagna, okay? Iggy, that pizza is lasagna. You know that?
I've never had it. Well, I've had it frozen once, like Uno frozen, so I'm not sure if that counts. God. But yeah, when you need a fork and knife and everything's kind of slip-sliding everywhere, I'm with you. I'm out.
Yeah, I'm ready to be disrespectful. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah. This is a good stuff. I like Detroit pizza better than everybody's pizza. I do.
What's their thing again? Is it sauce on top?
I don't know. I didn't have it in Detroit. It was silly me. I go to Detroit, I feel like, every other year. No, I've had the pizza. We got a Detroit place here in Atlanta. Ain't that backwards, what I just said?
Very. I have a lot of questions.
No, we have a Detroit place. Beautiful place. Food is delicious. It's Detroit style. It was like in between a New York pizza and a Chicago pizza. So it felt like, I feel like it's Sicilian with less bread. And it had a good crunch to it. It was good.
Okay. All right. It's like a thinner Sicilian, thin, right. Crunchy. Okay.
Oh, it was amazing. Shout outs to the D. Yeah. What up, though? Yeah. 855-212-4227. Hickey, I know you're going to tell me you like New York pizza, right?
I do. I'm a sucker for it.
I only like the dollar slice, and now they cost a dollar and what? How much is a dollar slice in New York?
I've not gotten a dollar slice in a while, but I would assume at least now $2 with inflation, no doubt about it.
So it's not even a dollar. Now it's the $2 pizza place, huh?
But they're going to keep the sign as $1 to, of course, lure you in, or keep it a dollar, then, you know, put the little asterisk before tax, or rang up the tax, and all of a sudden it's $2.25 for one slice.
They'll tell everybody, hey, the cost of cheese has gone up, and so has our pizza. But we'll still be called a dollar slice place. Wild stuff. Now, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Let's go from California to Georgia. Hey, Frank is here. Frank, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just got a question. What about Mike McCarthy going to Chicago?
Nah, bruh. Well, first of all, Mike McCarthy may not even get fired. I mean, that's the thing. He may not even get the boot. And why does
that's possible.
If you're the Chicago Bears, why you want to recycle coach that Jerry Jones doesn't know if he loves him or likes him? You know, that's bad. Hey, Frank, you were in high school at one point in time, right?
Yeah. Well, I understand. He's a retread. I mean, he'd be a
no,
retread.
No, Frank. No, Frank, forget that. Do you remember in high school, remember that couple that always used to fight? They used to break up and everybody be like, why are y'all together? Remember that couple?
I remember that couple.
Remember how dysfunctional they looked? Would you want to date that girl who's going back and forth with that guy, that crazy guy? You don't want nothing to do with her. Mike McCarthy going to have to take a year off because he's getting yo-yoed and jerked around right now. It's kind of crazy.
He certainly is. I mean,
yeah.
I almost feel bad for the guy for the first time in his career.
Wow. He deserves better. He had to deal with Aaron Rodgers, and now he got Jerry Jones. What a combination!
I know, but I mean, he does have a history of working with quarterbacks, and I feel bad for Caleb Williams because I think he's getting just thrown to the wolves.
Yeah, well, we know there are a few cities where quarterbacks go to die, and Chicago certainly is one of them in a lot of cases. But I'd go for a younger guy. Hey, Frank, you're in Georgia. You're my neighbor, my next door, you drive safe, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, shout out to my main man Frank here in Georgia with me. Wild stuff. You know what? Let's take a quick listen to Dak Prescott. He says He wants Mike McCarthy back next year. This is from Yahoo.
That I believe in him wholeheartedly. I don't want to necessarily get into the nuts and the screws of it all, obviously, but I think he definitely deserves a chance, another contract and a chance to coach this team amongst and kind of, I guess you can say, more influence on his terms. Maybe a good way to say it. But I wholeheartedly believe in him. The guys won a Super Bowl. I know Jerry's attested to that. There's not many guys or coaches who have done that, and to have one that can do it from experience, and I know how valuable he's been for me.
He basically said that Jerry Jones is the reason. Hickey, did I interpret that the right way?
Oh, no, you nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
He basically said Jerry Jones has undercut a good coach. I can't say that publicly, but this is why Mike McCarthy should be back. And if you don't bring him back in, then it's just a dumbass decision by the owner. Dak can't say that, but I can. It's the JR Sportbreeze Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm going to get some more of your calls, 855-212-4227. We'll talk about some of the young quarterbacks. We'll get into the college football playoff. We got a lot to do. The Infinity Sports Network.